Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Vote.
You are giving up your voltage. You're giving up your what? No, not your W-H-A-T, your W-A-T-T. So you are a wattage. Somebody wants what? They want your what? Who wants your what? What is your what? What is your what? You see, brothers and sisters, you don't need a secret. You are the secret. Let's understand. You don't need to go read the book, The Secret. You are the secret. But you forgot to be and oscillate and vibrate as a vote of wattage. And so now you are a result. You have been reduced to somebody who provoke instead of vote. You are somebody who invoke instead of voltage. You provoke and invoke. That's called speaking. So the art of speaking, the art of spelling, the art of grammar or grammaria, grammatus, has been given to us in the form of language instead of voltage. So now you have the ability to speak instead of the ability to vibrate. Now we must understand, how do you get back what you lost? But first of all, you got to understand what you lost. Most of us, we don't understand what we lost. So therefore, we don't. How do you know? How do you want something that you never had? Now, it's one thing to be born blind, but it's another thing to become blind after many years of being able to see. They say that if you are born blind, you don't know what you never saw before, so you don't miss it. How you can't miss what you never had. So you never had a voltage. We never had the vote. It was taken many, many moons ago. So your nervous system is compared, or it is a wired network. You have electricity running through your veins right now, but somebody lied to you. They lied to me too. So I'm a little, I got a little righteous indignation when I overstood. Now everybody knows the story, what happened to me, what's been about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, where I got a volt. I got a VOLT, lightning, spark, all the electricity. We're still finding problems. Garage door doesn't work anymore. It got fried. Alarm system got fried. Doorbell fried. Most of the sockets inside the house fried. I got hit with something that knocked me back. And I don't know what it was. You know, I just thought, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that everybody else saw it, and they said, man, hey, dog, you all right? You all right? And they, you know, my family was looking at me, are you okay? And I just kind of shoved it off. But now things are different now. There's an increase. Now, I never was a guy who did a lot of sleeping. I would usually get 2 or 3 hours of sleep, well, 3 or 4 hours of sleep. I'm good. I've been at that all my life. But now things are a little different because my W-A-T-T, has increased. My wattage, not my wattage. Most people are talking about what. I'm talking about what. So I'm not worried about what you do. I'm worried about what you do. What's your wattage, brother? What's your wattage, sister? How do we increase your voltage, not your vote? I don't want to vote. You can take your vote back. Thank you very much. It served me well while I used it, but I'm not voting now. I'm more or less, I'm not provoking now. I'm not invoking. I'm not interested in provoking. P-R-O-V-O-K. I'm not interested in invoking, I-N-V-O-K. I'm not interested in being okay. You notice that those words got okay in it? I don't want to be okay no more. Everybody's okay being okay. I'm not okay no more. I'm not comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm not happy being unhappy. I'm not satisfied being dissatisfied. Everybody I talk to, they settled. Have you settled, brother? Have you settled, sister? See, I'm not settling anymore. I'm not happy being a dumbed-down cretin. Thank you very much. I've been there, done that. I did it for 50 years. You can have it back. Now I want to be my own oscillating, violating toroidal energy. I want to be a single standing column of waveform energy in the form of scalar technology. You see, I don't want to go and get technology, brother. I am the technology, sister. So are you. So in this audio series that I'm starting on Sabbath day, again, the entry fee, it is a private password-protected call. You need to be on that call. You need to make sure that you get this information, because what I'm about to drop is going to shatter what we call Christendom. You see, brothers and sisters, the last series I did on the metaphysics of new clay, if you did not listen to that series, then I am praying for you and yours for what's coming in September. Now, September of this year is the year of Jubilee. This is the year of atonement. This is the beginning of the tribulation. This is the beginning of the wrath of God. Now, these are all good things. You say, well, hold on, time out, brother. I read the book of Revelation. It's talking about people dying and all that stuff. Yeah, that's good. Death is the secret to life. Let me say that again. The Bible says whoever will lose his life will find it. So you got to be willing to die to this world before you can enter into the new one. So, yeah, sign me up for that program. Because, again, it is the gift of precognition. Let's understand what you're going to get. The gift of precognition. Let's understand what's happening. What is happening is the stimulation of the central nervous system by discharge from a cosmic event that creates the vibratory rate of your dormant powers. It's called the activation of the 10-strand DNA, which I covered 12 hours last week. So if you don't have all 12 of those hours, you need to go to my website at masterteacher33.com, pick it up. Now it sells for $2.99. Anybody listening to the show right now, I give you the same price that I gave the live listeners last week. You can pick it up for $100. Anybody that goes to my website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, make a $100 donation, I will send you the 12-hour audio series on the metaphysics of new clay. It is the nucleus of every cell, contains your deoxyribonucleic acid, a.k.a. DNA. DNA means divine nature applied. If you don't have the divine nature of God, you can't oscillate or vibrate on the nervous system of God. So what I'm talking about on today's show and this new series that starts this Saturday, which is going to be a 7 to 10 hour series, part one, because you need to be one, willing, you need to be two, authentic, you need to be three, available. That is how, again, you Christ or Christian or become Christ consciousness. That's how you become a Christ, not the Christ. So the last series, we talked about the metaphysics of Christ activation of the 12-strand DNA. So if you didn't, if you didn't get that series, then it's tough to have a conversation about stimulating your central nervous system because you don't understand the Christos and the colostrum that's flowing through your spinal cord. You don't understand that there's a milky, oily substance that's released by the brain. And so when I say the ark, which means something that provides provisions, something that provides preservation, and something that provides protection. So the ark of the covenant. The word cortex means covenant. Now inside the brain, you got a paleo, which means old, cortex, which means covenant, old covenant. And on top of the old covenant, you have the neocortex. Neo means, again, if you turn the letters around, N-E-O is O-N-E. Neo means one. Cortex means covenant. Or neo means new. Cortex means covenant, the new covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant that I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify has to be boasted because back in the Old Testament, only the priest could touch, could carry the ark. Now, everybody listening to this call, you're a priest because you would be on this call if you wasn't. Now, I didn't say that. That's what the Bible says. Now, the scripture says that you are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You are a son. You are a daughter. You have been justified. You have been glorified. You have been sanctified. So you are part of the Melchizedek. Now, I have an entire book, The Metaphysics of Melchizedek. You want to blow your cookies? You really want to blow your cookies? Pick up a copy of The Melanated, Melanin Chi. That's what you are. You are Melanated Chi. Chi is prana. Prana is energy. That is the melanin, energy of the Zedek. Now, I can't break down the metaphysics of Melchizedek. We are after, the Bible says, we are after the priesthood of Melchizedek, not the priesthood of Aaron or the Levites. That means you are melanated chi. That's why you got a black body. I don't care how much melanin you got in your skin. If you're very, very dark, that means you got more melanin. That's why the African-Americans, that's why we got all these brothers walking around talking about, I'm a god. If you're a god, you got, what's your powers, homie? They walk around talking about, I'm a king. If you're a king, where's your kingdom? You're a queen? You're a goddess? All these females talking about they're a goddess? You're a goddess? Really? Show me your power. You're a god? Let me see you zap something. You're a king? Show me your kingdom. I got those things, so I can talk about those things. Because I understand the melanization of my chi that allows me to be and operate on the deck. See, I'm after the lineage of the new priesthood of the Most High. The priest of the Most High, my brothers. The priest of the Most High after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek. We got to break it down for you. Otherwise, you're going to be walking around, and when September comes around, you're going to exchange your vote for a FEMA camp. Now, I don't do fear. Fear is a waste of energy. This ain't no scare tactics. I don't do scare. I do power. I do faith. I don't sit around and wait for somebody to do something and respond to it. I'm not a reaction. I'm proaction. How about you? So if you want to be proactive instead of reactive, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. There's three ways to partner, $100, $150, $200. When you email me, I'll send you all the information so that way you can be in the light, what we call enlightenment. Now, the facts are clear, and they're on the table by every scientist on the planet. They say that you have a biological, electrical, chemical system. Let me say that again. Your biology controls your electricity. We need to increase your biology, therefore increasing your voltage, so that way you know what you're doing. You got the what to do. Not the what, W-H-A-T, the what, the W-A-T-T. You need to increase your wattage, homie. You need to increase your wattage, homegirl. We have to increase our wattage because you're vibrating on a low density. You're vibrating on the root chakra system instead of the crown chakra. And so we must understand how to increase our nervous system to make it compatible to God's system, because Gaia, Mother Earth, guess what she's doing? The scientists can't figure out. The Earth's vibrational frequency is increasing. That's why all of the elite are going underground. Now, no disrespect to no race of people, but there's a certain race of people, they can't go out in the sun. They get melanoma. They get carcinoma. They get this thing called cancer. You know what cancer is? Now, I'm not an MD. I'm not a medical doctor, but again, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. I know cancer cells steal energy because they don't have none. They steal energy from healthy cells. Now, chew on that one for a moment. If you want to know deeper, go to my website, Wake Up Black America. It's a cookie blower, so let me tell you in advance. If you want to go a little bit deeper down the melanated trail, let's go to the website, wakeupblackamerica.com. Click on the link that says The Problem. Make sure you got a glass of water when you read that and sit down and just, you know, educate yourself. Because September's right around the corner. And so there is a natural way to increase your enlightenment, or your lightning. Now, I'm going to be reading from an ancient text that breaks down how all of this is done. And we're going to go back, and we're going to get your 10 senses, not your 5. Now, everybody listen to this show, you know you got 5 senses. Unfortunately, we've all been lied to, and we don't know how to operate and vibrate on our 10 strands or our 10 senses. So I need to make sure that you're on the same page that I am on, because last week we talked about, and we dug down the 10 strands of the ether. The science calls it junk DNA. I call it the DNA of God. And so you take the 2 strands you already got. 2 strands represents the 2 dimensions. What dimensions? Spirit and the flesh. Because we are operating good and bad. This is the level of duality. We are fat or skinny, we're happy or sad, up or down, left, right, rich, poor. Those are the two dimensions. You already got those. What about the other 10? Well, we are semi-cognitive of 5 of them, but we need the other 5 powers that are only activated through electrical stimulation. Scientifically proven. Inside of the Ark of the Covenant was 2 tablets. Also, there was a showbread. The Ark of the Covenant was 2 gold cherubims. Inside of a wood box, the gold is one of the most conductive metals on the planet. That's why the powers that be are promoting metal over men. Let's understand. In the movie The Avengers, there's a guy in the movie, one of the characters, his name is Iron Man. Iron, isn't iron a metal? What about the movie Transformers? The Transformers, aren't they made out of metal? What about the last Spider-Man movie? He's fighting his own guy, the black suit. That got to do with metal. What about Thor? He got that big hammer. What is it made out of? Metal. So they are promoting metal over men. Why? Iron and clay. Have you read the book of Daniel, chapter 21, verse 14? We're going to break it down in the series. Have you read Yom Kippur? Do you know what Yom Kippur is? What about the 4 blood moons? What about the sackcloth sun? All that happens September 2015. Everything in the sixth seal in the book of Revelation 16 happens in the month of September 2015. Are you ready, brother? Are you ready? Oh, I'm ready. I've been ready about 2 years ago. So the voltage of your nerve impulses is how you get your enlightenment. Now, I know this may be contrary to your theology, but I got a little something to back it up. We're going to break that little something down during the audio series that starts this Saturday. Because what you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, is that it is a plethora of information available that talks about how you are the technology. And science, or the powers that be, or the elite, want you to try to go get the technology, or you have the potential to be intention. The whole world that we live on is controlled by intention. So I need to zap you. Now, the problem with the Ark of the Covenant is the Ark, when it was picked up by somebody that wasn't a priest, that wasn't a member of the royal family, they died. So you have mind that is not mental. This mind is spiritual. But what we have to do is we have to tackle how the electrical system works inside of the cerebellum that secretes this bile, B-I-L-E. That's the cerebrum secretes B-I-L-E, that is T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Now, we have to understand how the organ, this one part of the brain, oscillates and vibrates if it is stimulated with the right electrical machinery that you have. But we have not been taught how to think using the cerebrum and the cerebellum. And so it is this misunderstanding of how we've been taught. We were raised on rote memory. Now, is this new? Absolutely not. This is just a deeper understanding of what some people call clairvoyance. It is the ability, my brothers and sisters, to read what some people call being a psychic or using mental telepathy. We talked about that in the metaphysics of nuclei. So everybody knows that mental telepathy means teller, to transport over great distances. Pathy means sympathy and empathy, love and compassion. So to be telepathic means you have the ability to transport love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control over great distances. That is what mental telepathy is. Now, if you ask the powers that be, they're going to come up with some psychic, you know, phenomenon. That has nothing to do with what I'm discussing today. And so I've been an empath all my life. Most of you already are empathic. That means you got ability to, you got the electrical currency to obviously be able to identify someone else's currency. And so this currency, this is the medium of exchange. This is the current. So we want to increase this current or this currency using mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellect. This is the soul. This activates the pineal gland. Remember when the angels that wrestled with, I've got the characters in the Bible, and he touched him in his hip and he wrestled. He would not let the angel go until he touched him, and the angel, that place was called the pineal. Pineal. So we're going to break down the P-E-L. You want to blow your cookies? We're going to break it down for you, brothers and sisters. You just join me again starting on Saturday as we get into understanding that, my brothers and my sisters, it's very, very important, because if we do not, if we continue to play small during September, you're not going to be awakened, and you will find yourself being manipulated by the powers that be, and you're going to end up in a FEMA camp. You're going to end up with your rights being restricted. You're going to end up being taking some kind of vaccination that's going to result in you getting Alzheimer's or becoming altruistic. Instead of altruistic, you become autistic. Let me make sure you understand. They want you to be autistic. God wants you to be altruistic. Let me say it again. What's happening in September? You're going to find a lot of people who are autistic instead of altruistic. Let me say it one more time. If you are an older cat like me, the metal that they're putting inside of your veins, the metal that's in your food, that's metal that's in the air already, in the chemtrails, the fluoride that's already in your water, do you know the amount of metal that you already have in your body? All it has to do is be activated by a particular frequency, and then you be walking around and you can't remember, you got short-term memory loss, or you become autistic. All of your senses, again, you got 10 of them. So they do not want you to activate your DNA. That's why they give you binary beats. These new headphones that everybody wants, the music that's out right now, you know, the music that out doesn't have is not 442 hertz. It's on a different beat. Why? It derivals the DNA. So you got binary beats. You got headphones. You got those new Dre beats, right? Those are binary beats, not no binary beat. So you are releasing inside of your own children, you are paying to put two demons inside your children's head. Binary beast. There ain't no binary beat. Y'all better understand. Because you're going to be autistic instead of altruistic. Now, altruistic has to be doing with putting other people before yourself. It's what the frequency. God is love. He didn't create it. He is it. So the opposite of love is the opposite of God. So we got two opposing forces existing on this planned net, this plan ET. This is a plan that the extraterrestrials developed. That's why it's called a plan, P-L-E-P-L-A, the letters E dot T dot, ET. So ET got a plan. You live on ET's planet. What's ET's plan for you? ET wants you to be, he wants you to plant without planning. Any planners who don't plan? That's what I've been doing. I've been planning without planning. How have I been planning without planning? You know any farmer that plants a seed and he don't want no harvest? Anybody? I've never seen it. I've never seen a farmer plant seed that didn't want no crop. That's what I've been doing. I've been an irresponsible creator. Now, the Father wants me to learn how to be a co-creator because I'm made in his image and his likeness. I don't know about you, the offspring of a thing grows up to be the thing. Strangest thing I've ever seen. Let me say it again. The offspring of a horse grows up to be a horse. The offspring of a giraffe grows up to be a giraffe. The offspring of a monkey grows up to be a monkey. But we're the offspring of God, and we grew up to be what? I don't know. We're not like God. Why? Because we got language. God is not a God of language. Does God have a voice box? Who gave us language? Go back to the Tower of Babel and see who introduced language into mankind to create. Who's the God of confusion? So we got to get out of language, brothers. We got to get out of language, sisters, because I don't care which one you got. It's still another dumbed-down version of an original one. So God doesn't use language. He used frequency. He used vibration. He used electricity. Now, he ain't electricity. He uses electricity. We got to understand. And so we got to go back. We got to increase our VOLT, and we got to give them fools back the right to VOTE. VOTE, waste of time. VOLT, okay, now we're talking. Because VOLT is voltage. It's volt with age. We're not babies. Nobody on this call is under the age of 18. We have age. Now we need to take our volt with our age, and that gives us voltage. Now we can oscillate and vibrate on a higher level than the physical laws of this universe, and we can vibrate on spiritual law, because spiritual law usurps lower level physical law. My brothers and my sisters, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. One more time, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We're starting the new audio series again this Saturday or this Saturday, May the 9th. It's going to be a 7-10-hour series where I reveal, explain, and loop, and simplify how to build your electrical capacitor. How to be a electrical capacitor. So that way when you open your mouth, when you speak, you're going to kill people or you're going to enlighten people. Let me show you how dangerous you're going to be. When you open your mouth, knowledge, people are going to hate you because you're going to kill them spiritually. You're going to destroy their belief systems. That's what I do all day. Just go to my Facebook page, look at my posts, read some of the responses. So people are either enlightened by your spitting, or they are killed because you're destroying their belief systems by your spitting. So being an electrical capacitor means that you're the thing that you connect, the volt, the voice, the voice. I'm going to break that down as well. The V-O-I-C-E, the voice that is your volt. When it comes out of your mouth, like the scripture says, life and death is in the power of the voice or the tongue or the voltage. Please join me for this enlightening series, enlightening. We're going to put the light back in you, brother. We're going to put the light back in you, sister, by increasing your voltage, not your volt. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know you're interested in being a part of this remarkable series. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.